Hi, it's the World's GeoQuiz Podcast. I'm David LaValle. And pardon me, I'm sipping a cup of tea as we speak. The World, most of you know already, but if you don't, it's a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston. You can hear our daily show on public radio stations or as a podcast at iTunes. So I heard somewhere that in the country we're looking for today, it's traditional to drink tea in three stages. The first is very strong, so it's said that the tea tastes as bitter as death. The second cup is a little bit sweetened, just like life. And the third cup, well, it's all about sugar, or it's as sweet as love. So those are my clues. The rest comes straight from a listener and someone who loves geography and Africa in just about equal measure. Bill Mosley is a former Peace Corps volunteer and now a professor of geography at McAllister College.
Good day, everyone. I listen to the Geo Quiz on KNOW in the Twin Cities, Minnesota. I was inspired to come up with this Geo Quiz because it's a place I love and a place in which I have many friends. The country's name that I'm looking for means hippo in Bamana, the country's most prominent local language, and the name of its capital city translates to crocodile's back. The north of the country is dominated by desert landscapes and the south by moist savanna grasslands. The country is bisected by the Niger River, which arcs up into the desert. Can you name this country?
Wow, it just occurred to me. That short piece of music is by African singer and guitarist Via Farcatore, and he recently told Marco on the World that despite his famous father's discouragement, he secretly took up playing the guitar at the National Institute of Arts. And it turns out that's located in the capital city, Bamako, which translates to crocodile's back. That's a cool connection. Anyway, let's go to the answer.
The answer to this week's Geo Quiz is Mali. I first began working there in 1987. When I went as a young Peace Corps volunteer in my 20s, I was sent to a small village of 200 people. While I spoke French, there was only one other French speaker in the town, so I learned the local language, Bamana. It was terribly important to greet people and to be friendly. I learned multiple greetings. In the morning time, I would say, "Ini sogoma," good morning. In the middle of the day, I would say, "Ini tle," good day, which literally means you and the sun. In the afternoon, I would say "Ini wula," which means good afternoon. I lived with a family, I wore local clothes, and I worked with farmers and gardeners in that community to improve food production. I had many interesting travel experiences, and one of the most memorable was two friends and I opted to hitchhike across the Sahara Desert. It was a hard trip. We got lost many times. We initially took a riverboat up the Niger River, past towns like Mopti, Timbuktu. We got to Gao, and there's a roadless stretch that goes from Gao all the way up to a city in southern Algeria called Tamaraset. And we ended up hitching a ride on the back of a date truck, you know, these fruits that grow on trees, oases in the middle of the desert. So in the back of this truck, there were my two friends and I. There was a one-legged Senegalese man. There was a guy who had served in the Algerian underground in the 1960s, as well as about a dozen Tuaregs and their livestock. We were on this truck going from one can to the next that marked the highway, and we got in sight of the border between Mali and Algeria, and it became clear that the nomadic Tuareg people who were with us in this truck did not have papers. So they all climbed out of the truck with their livestock, with their families. We pulled up to this trailer, which was literally a lone trailer in the middle of the desert, no other indication that it was the border, went through passport control, and then at about a kilometer later, all of these Tuaregs and their families and their livestock got back in the truck. They were all laughing. And it was just an indication to me that borders mean one thing in the U.S., but in this part of the world, they mean something entirely different. But it was an adventure that I will never forget. And it, the friends I was with in that truck, it seared into our memories. A wonderful moment in my life.
Well, if any of you listening have an interesting hitchhiking story, or better yet, want to share some thoughts about crossing borders, international borders, write to me at geoquiz@pri.org. Now, there's one more thing that Professor Mosley told me about Mali, and it gets back to that Malian tea ritual.
They drink strong tea, which you cook over a long period of time on top of a small burner or charcoal stove, and you prepare 3 cups of tea very slowly. So the first round is the strongest, the third round is the weakest, and you add lots of sugar to it, and you drink it out of a small cup, which you pass around and all share from. So should you find yourself in Mali, I encourage you to sit down with a local person, share some tea with them, take time to greet them, to inquire about their family. It's a great way to socialize. This is Bill Mosley in St. Paul, Minnesota, Iowa. Kambesoni. See you again. Alakonton Yogona. May we remain together.
And that's as good a way as any to sign off from a GeoQuiz podcast. Goodbye. See you again. May we remain together.